Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
11 o'clock here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy. The NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep cool. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision AC tune-up. Another way they make you smile. Now, we'll get into a bunch of different NFL No Huddle stories in just a minute. I'll get to the Julio Jones audio from yesterday as well. And I've got some list season lists too, Randy, so get excited for that.
Yay!
A little bit of a follow-up here on that Pity Martinez-Frank DeBoer conversation we were literally just having.
Mm-hmm.
They're training today. Frank DeBoer just met with the media, and he was asked about the report that Pity Martinez may be on the move, that Atlanta United may loan or transfer Pity Martinez someplace else.
What did he say, Andy?
He said, quote, "That's ridiculous."
All right, then.
"That's ridiculous,"
and there
Frank
it is.
DeBoer said. So that's that.
All right, then.
Is that that?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's good that he it's been responded to immediately. That report came out yesterday afternoon. Obviously, Atlanta United Twitter picked up on it. I saw some Twitter fisticuffs. I don't know if you call it fisticuffs. Maybe just a slight Twitter disagreement between our guy Joe Patrick and Doug Roberson of the AJC. It was pretty civil. I like when Twitter fights get angry, though. Oh, that man. One didn't.
I'm taking Joe all day.
Oh, yeah, Joe, for sure. Yeah. He's got the youth on his side.
Joe been smacked him.
Yeah.
Smacked him
Plus,
glasses.
He's our guy.
Smacked them glasses off.
Joe wears glasses, too, though.
Well, he smacked the other guys off.
The other guy's off first. And then pick him up and then have two glasses on. Just to show him
Thug
his boss.
Joe.
Exactly. Joe, by the way, will join us at 1:20 today. Joe Patrick, talk some Braves. Mike Conte going to join us at 12:40. So we've got Atlanta United and Braves covered for both of those perspectives as the show goes on. And in 20 minutes, we're going to get back into a question that we threw out there on Twitter yesterday about the Hawks and Russell Westbrook. And not so much about like the idea of that, but about the reaction to that.
Yeah.
Because the reaction to that was very interesting to me. John Collins was on the Zach Lowe podcast on ESPN.com, and he spoke kind of about what that reaction sounded like to me on Twitter as well. There's just a lot of positivity right now coming
about
this Atlanta Hawks core, and there should be.
Yeah, there should be.
And so we'll get to that in 20 minutes. The Wendy Zone at 11:40 on Wendy's birthday, Wendy Adams' birthday today. If you want to wish Wendy a happy birthday on social media, I'm sure she would appreciate that. Just, you know. Make sure it's not weird. That's all.
It's going to be.
That's all we ask.
It's going to be a few of them.
Just don't be weird about it.
It's going to be a few blind peekers.
Happy birthday. That's all.
It's going to be a few blind peekers.
Blind peekers.
Yeah, those dudes would be in the blinds.
with binoculars.
Yeah, there'll be a couple of those.
Oh, man. Don't do that. Don't be that person. Just a simple happy birthday. That's all you got to do. That's about it. All right. Let's get to some NFL No Huddle stories, including what Julio Jones said to TMZ yesterday, which is this.
My agent, the Falcons, Mr. Blank, you know, I just said it before, Mr. Blank gave us his word, that's golden, you know.
His word was what, that?
His word
it's
is
gonna get done.
It's gonna get done. There's no stress on my end, I'm not thinking about it. He makes it easy for me to go out and just, you know, work every day, you know.
All right.
You know, have one of those situations like, you know, a hold out and things like that.
So there's no chance of you holding out, none of that?
No, I'm not trying to hold out. I'm not trying to do any of that stuff, man. Just trying to be a professional and do what I do and just, you know, bring it every year, you know, like I do every year. So,
Julio, courtesy of TMZ. Did they track him, like, literally on the runway?
It sounds like he's out right on the tarmac, doesn't it?
Isn't there some sort of security protocol?
I'm sure not. Well, you know, TMZ gets anywhere.
Yeah, they'll find
they'll
it.
They'll find
they'll
it.
They'll get you anywhere.
It's always funny when they're around the airport, too, lurking at baggage claim.
Did TMZ ever get you?
No.
They tried to?
No. Like, they were talking. They asked a question, but I kept walking. I didn't know they were talking to me or who I was with.
Uh-huh.
And so I paid no attention. But, no, they're at, like, LAX, they're at the tarmac lurking. Just sitting there, looking around.
Didn't a TMZ guy try to get Hugh in the parking garage downstairs at one point?
Yep. I was like, crazy. What the hell are you doing over here at Colony Square? They'll get you, man.
One of the many nice things about not being famous. You don't have to worry about any nonsense like that. Now, as for what Julio Jones said, I agree with all of it. Arthur Blank's word is golden. I don't think there is going to be any issue here. But we talked about why it's so valuable that they do get this done in a timely manner. I think it's valuable that they do that because it's all been so public.
Yes.
It's all been spoken about so publicly.
You shouldn't have said anything, but you had to say it to get to kind of appease Julio, like, hey,
last year,
we're going to take care of you next year. We're going to give you a little bump, and then we're going to take care of you the following year. So they had to kind of, you know, put it out there a little bit. But they've been, like, emphatic. Like, this deal is going to get done.
Well, you know what's weird is last year they were emphatic about the fact that Julio wouldn't hold out. Remember?
That is
true. Remember how... And it seemed like,
but he really
are you sure?
He really didn't hold out.
He didn't.
He didn't come to mandatory minicamp. That was
absolutely
the only thing.
Absolutely.
He's at training camp.
But my thought process was, and maybe this is wrong, you can tell me what you think. I think they always knew they were going to give Julio
some money,
a bump. I think they always knew they were going to do it the night before.
I don't think so.
And I think they always knew that when they did that, Julio would be at training camp. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said so emphatically, Julio's going to be at training camp.
I don't think they anticipated him missing stuff. Mm. Now, I don't think they didn't anticipate that. You can tell in some of Dan's clips last year, and it was just around the mandatory time because unlike the guys that come on after us, I was never panicked about him not being there.
Neither was I.
Or cared that he wasn't at OTAs or anything, but... Yeah, I'm sure when he missed that mandatory minicamp, they like, oh, he for real. He for real. And I'm sure they already had some parameters worked out to give him a bump and all that. But when he didn't come to that mandatory part, I'm sure they were like, oh, okay, he's serious. Let's get it done.
Because, I obviously have never been in that situation in that room like you have and like Julio is. But to me, it seemed like if you knew you were going to do it or if you had that parameter in place to where maybe you were going to give someone a bump anyway. Don't you kind of have to make it seem, though, like you played hardball with him?
Oh, yeah.
Because when the next guy comes around, they're like, oh, Julio just didn't go to mandatory minicamp and then got his money.
But Julio ain't the dude you play hardball with.
But, okay.
No.
Why not?
Because he's Julio.
Okay.
And he's never given you any issue. You don't have to worry about anything as far as distractions and all that stuff with him. But, like, other receivers, sometimes, yeah, you got to play hardball with them. Sometimes, and it's not necessarily that. Because here's the thing, and it's, I know this about in the contract negotiation, they'll find a reason not to pay. You know what I'm saying? They'll try to bring something out. I'm sure they said something negative about Julio, not necessarily like bashing him, but I'm sure they're like, well, we're really concerned about his feet. We're really concerned about something like that.
Of course
they do. You know, and that's probably the worst you'll get as far as negative when they're talking about Julio's contract. But like some of these other guys.
But they're going to bring it up, though. I mean, you're gonna try to find ways to not give him every dime.
Exactly. But some guys.
Had a lot of drops last year.
Like, I'm almost positive. Like, I bet that even though Odell got his money, them conversations like, hey, I don't know, man. This guy, he's doing this and that. And yeah, but with Julio, it's not like that.
When you think about it from another player, because a lot of people would throw out the argument, too. Like, they don't have to posture with Julio because the next person who comes in and tries to use Julio as an example, they can easily just say, well, you're not Julio.
Exactly.
Can you say that to guys, though?
Hell yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
You can just straight say that. Well, okay, we did that this way because, well, he's Julio Jones.
Exactly.
And you're...
But here's the thing.
Jimmy Johnson or whatever.
Here's the thing. What did we talk about out in the bullpen? Me and you, we were talking about self-awareness.
Yes.
And, you know, self-evaluation and everything.
And the fact that many people don't have it.
Yeah. I mean, athletes don't have it. We all think that we're the best.
Some do, but most don't.
But most don't. Yeah, you're right. I mean, no, you're not going to go in there and be like, okay, you did this for Julio. No, that's Julio, all right? I'm sure that Deion, his agent, and everybody, I'm sure they already know that, you know, as great as Deion is, he ain't Julio, you know? But Deion is in a position to get a record-setting contract.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be no peanuts when he gets his deal from the Falcons. Just like it ain't going to be no peanuts when Grady gets that. But if you're talking about, like, somebody else, like a slappy, man, please. We want the Julio Jones treatment. Man, you better kick rocks.
Why are you saying his name for?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You better say somebody else's name.
Julio who?
Like, if Desmond Trufant had a good year this year, and he wanted to come back, they laugh at him like, hey, come on, Dad. Come on, True. Come on, man.
Get in here. All right. So, yeah, that was from yesterday. I'm basically on the exact same page yesterday as I am today after hearing what Julio said. But training camp 13 days away. We'll get into our training camp story number 9 coming up in the noon hour. Let's move on to some lists. Are you ready? We've got a couple lists. It's list season.
All right. Who is Bob?
It's list season.
All right, so this one I'm just going to give it to you first because I know you're not going to care about it. We've got a ranking of the offensive lines in the NFL. All 32 teams' offensive line units entering 2019 by the Pro Football Focus Analysis team. PFF. They did this list.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You want me to even say what number it is or just move
go
on?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
They got the Falcons at number 22.
Okay.
There
all
we
right.
go.
All right. Cool. We'll go past that now.
All right. We'll move on past that
Thank
one.
You.
Here's 10 players that are entering make or break seasons. Now, they're not ranked in terms of 1 through 10,
uh-huh.
but if there are 10 players in the NFL that are entering make or break seasons, would you think that there would be a Falcon on that list or not?
Yeah.
I would think so, too. Now, there isn't.
See, the reason I hate the make or break line is, so Vic's not on it?
Vic's not on it.
Because if they were saying, Vic, well, doesn't have the season that we think he should, he's going to get another job, and they're going to break him. He's going to get another job, you know, but who's on there?
Devontae Parker. He's on there.
Oh, he needs to be on there.
Yeah. Who else?
Oh, he's been trash as the Dolphins draft.
Josh Doctson's on there.
He's another guy that's been trash. Yeah. Since, you know, he's a guy. I mean,
Derek Carr is on
these
there.
These guys were brought in to be number one receivers. I don't believe that about Derek Carr. I think Derek Carr is a good quarterback. I don't think he's great.
They
paid him like he was, but I think he's a good quarterback.
Andy Dalton's on here.
Well, Andy, yeah. Why would Andy be on there?
I know. But what more do you need to know?
Yeah.
He's been in the NFL for what? Eight years now?
Yeah, Andy is who he is.
What's happening there.
Yeah.
Leonard Fournette?
Yeah.
That's a guess.
Yeah, because I said Saturday, I think I'm talking about him. He's a guy that he needs to get it together. He needs to get his body into a place where it ain't gonna get broken down because he knew when they drafted him number 4 overall, they were gonna run the damn ball. He might not have made it to his second contract because they were gonna run him into the ground, but he can't stay healthy.
They got two quarterbacks on here too, and I think you could probably guess who they are. They were drafted in the same draft. Oh. They went 1 and 2.
Yes, Marcus and Jameis.
And I think that's correct. I mean, those guys are entering make or break seasons.
But again, their first round. Number 1 and number 2 overall draft picks, they'll get another job.
They'll get another job.
They'll get a job.
But they might not get another starting job.
I think Jameis will.
Jameis probably will. Marcus Mariota, if he doesn't have a good year this year, could end up being somebody's backup the year after that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, can't really argue with results.
No, you can't.
He's had every opportunity, and he's been hurt quite a bit, but he's had every opportunity to try to make that statement that he should be the franchise quarterback. But if you were going to put a Falcon on that list, it would be Vic Beasley, or would it be somebody else?
Trufant, both of them.
Trufant, Tack McKinley?
Yeah.
Tack McKinley could be on that list as well?
Yeah. Again, have we been giving Tack a pass?
I think that we have.
I think we have,
well,
too.
Well, I think that the emphasis that we put on Vic Beasley has given Tack McKinley a pass.
That's a great point.
Because there's only so much anger to go around.
Are we sure? Did you see how mad everybody was at us? About
the Russell Westbrook question?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It was just a question.
There's a lot of anger out there. I'm just saying, like, when you're divvying up your anger pie towards the Atlanta Falcons, there's only, you know, there's only so much pie to be handed out.
Oh, okay.
Vic Beasley's gotten the majority of the pie.
He's been getting it, too.
He's got a lot of it.
Yeah.
And they got rid of some of the guys that people were mad at, too. Robert Alford, people were very mad at Robert Alford. He's gone now.
Yeah. But, I mean, Robert Alford was...
Sark. Sark had a lot of that
Sark
anger pie.
Heat, man. I mean, damn, I was like, damn, they still want the top offenses in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Sark. I'm sorry, brother. But, I mean, that's how it is because nobody knew anything about him other than his issues that he had in Washington and how he tricked off the national championship game that the Alabama lost at one time. But, yeah, other than that, yeah. Nobody knew what his credentials were or how he was going to be a OC for the Atlanta Falcons. But his issue was that, you know, yeah, he had some play-calling blunders. His biggest issue was that he followed Kyle Shanahan.
Yes.
That was his biggest issue. You couldn't live up to that because you're not on that level of play calling.
We're going to talk about the coaching changes coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. That's storyline number 9 is all of the turnover in the coaching ranks and different coordinators. And Jarvis brought up an interesting stat to us in the bullpen about the special teams and how long it's been since the special teams has really done a lot for the Atlanta Falcons, anything explosive for the Atlanta Falcons. And maybe that'll be different. Maybe that'll be different with new coordinators coming up this year. I don't know.
We'll see about that because I've always learned this. When you got a high-powered offense like they do, and, I mean, I remember being in special teams being because, you know, in San Diego we had a high-powered offense. And our special team coach would say this a lot. We want to get the ball in Phillip's hands. So if you don't take the risk of not doing that. And so that's why I look back and Eric Wins with all the fair catches and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what he was told to do.
I think it was what he was told
maybe
to
he
do.
Was told to do that.
I think
you know
exactly what he was
we
told
We want
to
Matt
do.
Ryan to have the football. Right. We'd rather have him have the football than you have the football. Now, we had Darren Sproles as our returner, so it really, you know, it didn't really matter. But once Sproles left, we couldn't – I mean, it was like just fair catches.
That's the weird thing to me, though, because I agree with you. I think he was told to do that, and that's a very – Pete Carroll philosophy. Pete Carroll did that a lot and still does it a lot with his special teams up in Seattle where, you know, just don't turn the ball over on special teams.
Yeah.
Just give us a chance to win the game. But doesn't that sort of fly in the face of the entire philosophy that they preach? Like aggressiveness, competition, all gas, no breaks.
All gas, no breaks.
Like that's like just only breaks. Like fair catching every single time, yeah. There's no gas at all.
But again, who'd you rather have the ball in their hands? Would you rather have
Matt Ryan?
Okay,
I want the ball.
I mean,
Ryan's
a lot of times.
No, I get. Yeah, I understand why they do it. It seems like a little bit of a break from the philosophy that they use on other units. We'll get into this in the 12 o'clock hour and how some coordinator changes could be different. Oh, there was one more list. They had a NFL's most overrated player by team.
Mm-hmm.
Vic Beasley was the Falcons.
No doubt. No, not.
But is he rated?
Is that what I'm saying? That's my overrated compared to what?
Compared
his paycheck?
Yeah, nobody rates
his
him.
His paycheck
high.
Or what?
Yeah,
his draft status.
The last couple years, I think, have been pretty harsh on Vic Beasley. Yeah. He's very highly rated anymore. All right, we'll come back and get into that question that we threw out there on Twitter yesterday about whether or not the Hawks should entertain a trade for Russell Westbrook. Now, we're not going to talk about the Hawks doing that. We're going to talk about the reaction that people had to the idea of the Hawks doing that and why the reaction was so encouraging. We'll get into that coming up next here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you in the Kia Studios. The Solomon Brothers Diamond text line's open, 404-741-0929. Coming up in 20 minutes, it'll be time for the Wendy Zone with the birthday girl,
bang,
Wendy
bang,
Adams,
bang, bang.
In studio.
As long as she don't got no bachelor stories, I'm good.
Well, she might. I don't know. Didn't something weird happen last night on that show? It's always funny, and this is a very... You watch whatever you want to watch, like whatever you want to like, that's fine. But you get to cultivate your Twitter timeline in the way that you want it, right?
Oh, you do?
You can't, just unfollow people.
Oh,
and
oh,
there, there is one way that'll get you unfollowed as quickly, as faster than any other way.
What's that?
Is if there's something that, like, most people should be caring about in sports happening, and you're tweeting about The Bachelor,
that
I'm going to unfollow
funny.
You.
That is so funny.
And you could do it. That's fine. Do whatever you want. But I don't have to follow you. There's no mandate that I have to follow
she
all the people
both.
That are on there.
She did
when
both.
I kind of have to follow Wendy.
Yeah.
And I like following Wendy as well. But I kind of have to.
Yeah.
You know, we work together every single day. We're friends, all of that, colleagues.
Yeah. Do you feel bad if you don't follow a coworker?
Interesting question.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't feel bad.
Okay.
I feel bad if they notice and they bring it up.
That's the worst.
Then I feel bad.
You're like, damn, was I supposed to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because of that, I have followed most coworkers.
Yeah,
here.
I don't mind it.
I think I follow everybody now.
I do.
But that's happened. There are people that are muted.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. There are people who I don't necessarily need to see everything that they're tweeting about all the time, or Twitter fights that they get into or anything like that, whatever. Not to name any names. But there are people, that get muted.
Yeah,
they don't know that.
That's like the same as
and that's
like
okay.
People get offended by getting unfollowed. Why are you so offended by that?
Right. And that's always what's funny to me is like people will disagree with something that you say, which is a good transition to what we're about to get into
right. Because
people disagreed a lot with something that was posted on Twitter from our show yesterday. But they'll disagree with what you say and then tell you that they're unfollowing.
Yeah, I'm
you.
Like, so?
Okay. Great. Farewell.
Bon you just voyage. Lost a follower.
Okay.
All right.
Great. The other thing, too, is, and maybe I should care more about this, but I don't. People will tell you that they changed the radio station. Oh, you just lost a listener. All right.
All right. Okay. I mean, I'll give you my XM login.
I apologize that this free platform that you're able to listen to every single day did not meet the exact specifications and standards that you had when you got whatever. Look, hopefully, I want this show to appeal to as many people as possible. The more people listen, the better ratings are, the more we can sell and make money and all that sort of stuff. But I mean, that's not the way that we go about things. You go about trying to talk about stuff that you care most about, and hopefully people that are listening care about it. That does bring us to what we talked about yesterday, though. And the question that was thrown out there on Twitter about whether or not you think that the Hawks should should make a play at Russell Westbrook, whether or not the – because Russell Westbrook's going to get traded, right?
Yeah.
We know that.
Make that happen, Pat Riley.
That's going to happen at some point this offseason. It's probably going to happen. You know, the other thing I like is when people tell you to delete a tweet.
Yeah.
Delete this. No, I'm not going to delete it. Just either unfollow or don't read it.
How about you delete that tweet that you just said?
Yeah, you delete that. Yeah, how about that? That's a good comeback.
I'm scared of you.
When you come back with the same thing that they said to you. But the question was this. Should the Hawks consider trading for Russell Westbrook? If so, who are you willing to part with? And we got ratioed, 167 comments, 53 likes, 4 retweets.
Okay.
Most of the comments saying no, and most of the no's adamant. Now, most people didn't actually get into why, which would have been nice, have a little dialogue as to why, but the people that did, I thought, brought up a very important point,
right,
and something that I want to get into now. The reason why so many people said no was because they believe in the young core that is here.
I love it.
I believe in the young core that is here as well.
I do too.
And if you listened to the show yesterday, you would have heard me and Randy both say, no, we don't want to trade for Russell Westbrook because of the fact that there are a lot of good young players
here.
Exactly. And I want to disrupt the direction of the franchise.
But my thing is this, and I said this in the bullpen. We all think that Russ is top 12, 15.
15,
somewhere in the air. When's the last time a Hawk had a player like that on their team?
Dominique Wilkins.
That's last time.
That was the last time the Hawks had a top 15 player.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't like Russ with young players. I don't want that. All right, do not want that. And second, I believe in this team. Now, they still got to go out and show it again. You know, when you're a young player, you know how I am with young players. You got to gradually show me that you can get better and better every year. And I believe in Lloyd Pierce, man. I didn't know what to expect when he was first hired because we didn't know nothing about it. All we knew was that he worked with Embiid and D-Wade and all those guys, spoke highly of him. And now you get a chance to see the product that, you know, he's trying to put out on that floor. And, like, okay, he got some. Now, defensively, I know it breaks his heart how bad they are defensively. But offensively, they're a pretty exciting team.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, if you're going to get into the nuts and bolts of it, the X's and O's of it, you got to feel good about the guys that they drafted because those guys are going to give them a better chance to be good defensively.
Yeah.
You're happy because they're good young players that they were able to get in the top 10. That's good. You're building around this. You're even more happy if you know the skill set that some of these guys are bringing to the table, which is great. They're rounding out a young core in a lot of different directions. Guys that can score, guys that can pass, guys that can rebound, guys that are athletic, guys that can shoot, guys that can play defense that you just got. That's all good. Now, the thing that made me so happy about the reaction on Twitter, though, was it was so strong.
Right.
It was such a strong reaction that I don't know that you would have gotten anything that strong.
You would not have gotten it this time last year.
Certainly wouldn't have.
You know what I'm saying? This time last year, after they drafted Trey and all that stuff, you would not have gotten that big a response like that if we said, let's trade for Russell Westbrook.
And I don't think it's just us saying this. John Collins was on Zach Lowe's podcast on ESPN.com, and they talked about all kinds of stuff. John Collins is really interesting to listen to. I would recommend checking out the podcast if you have, I think it's like 45 minutes or so. Talks about all kinds of different stuff around the league, personal, with the Hawks also. But he was asked about the young core, and this is what he had to say.
I feel like we have, one of the best, if not the best young core in the league. And I feel like, you know, if the chemistry keeps working how it is, you know, we can keep adding pieces, keep building and progressing. I feel like we're going to be, you know, a lot to handle in the near future. I'm just excited as I feel like, you know, a lot of other NBA fans who had a chance to watch, we've done in Atlanta. I feel like, you know, I'm as excited as anyone.
So that's just, I mean, basically what we were saying. That's the feeling that a lot of people have about this young core. And I think that's a big reason why the reaction was what it was on Twitter yesterday, which is great. What John Collins also went on to say, and I think this is the thing that matters to me more. John Collins went on to say that it's different now.
Yeah.
The passion is different now in the city.
Is he? Go ahead.
Let's listen to John real quick. And I know the question that you're going to ask is going to be really good and really interesting. But this is what John said about the difference that he notices amongst Hawks fans in Atlanta.
Atlanta, and I love my Atlanta fan base, but the fan base, you know, it's a transplant city. So I feel like sometimes, like, the fandom can get lost. But I felt like over this past year, I've seen or felt like just by going out in the city, felt a different energy, like seeing people's eyes like truly light up, like when they talk about you. Usually it's Trey and I, or I love to watch you guys play. You guys were exciting.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and he has a point, but here's the bigger point: you look like you're winning. Nobody want to come. And I hate to say that last year was a success because they were god awful last year. If you look at the record wise, they were fun to watch, and you had that Hawks fan have a reason to want to go see this team. It's been a while since that's been happening. Now they have a reason to go over to the State Farm. And my question is going to be, isn't he eligible for extension next summer, right, John Collins?
John Collins, yeah.
Yeah, next summer. And he seems like he's – to me, whenever you hear him talk, when you hear Trey, you hear Kevin and these guys, they want to be here. We know that DeAndre Hunter wanted to be here. He didn't schedule any more workouts. And that's what you need when we talk about bringing in somebody else, bringing in one of those guys. When your core wants to be somewhere, that's a good sign also. And not saying that back in the day with Joe and all those guys that they didn't want to be here, you never got the perception that they liked being in Atlanta. Of course, you like the money, but you know what I'm saying? These guys genuinely want to play in this city.
What do you think has changed? Because that's the thing that we really try to get to the bottom of. Not only do you want that to be true of a franchise so you could attract people from outside, you want it to be true of a franchise so when you draft people, they want to stay here. Yeah. When John Collins is eligible for an extension, he doesn't even consider going anywhere else because this is where he wants to be. When you have draft picks, like you said, DeAndre Hunter only worked out for the Hawks, or Cam Reddish, we talked to him at the facility and said he was praying that the Hawks would draft him.
Right.
Why? Because it's not that long ago saying that this is a city no one wants to come to.
That little dude, 11, man. I mean, the one thing that when you're a basketball player, I'm talking about Trae Young, you want the ball. You know what I'm saying? You want somebody to be able to get you the ball, and he does that. He makes it look like it's fun to play with him, which it looks like it is. And I think that he's going to be that guy that people want to come here and play with, man. I mean, I was really impressed. I wasn't surprised by how he played last year because I knew the boy could score. I knew what he can do. But I was really like, damn, they got some.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They got some with this young man. And he seems like he's just the type of player that everybody wants to play with. And he has that star power about him. You know, he has that, you know, that swag, you know, that look, you know, and light skin, got good hair. But yeah, he just looks.
Does he have good hair?
Yeah, he got some good hair. Whatever. That thing curly, man.
It's curly.
Yeah, it's curly.
I know what you mean by good hair.
Yeah, got some good hair.
But he could use a different haircut. Yeah. I think. But that's neither here nor there.
But no,
they got the swag shop in the building. He'll get it taken care of.
And also, it seems like management is trying to do better.
That's the thing for me. Like I know that the Trey aspect of it, absolutely. The unknown, the potential unknown of what this core could become, I think is enticing to all of these guys that are on the team and to the fans. And I think that's why we get so fired up about the idea of changing that. Like, no, don't change
don't
that.
Change
it's
it.
All moving in the
it's
right direction.
It's been a long time since we've been waiting for this right here.
But I think ownership, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, I think the emphasis on revamping the arena, the renovation, I think the practice facility, I think an ownership group that makes it very clear that we value what the player wants is something that people want to be a part of, not every organization does that.
People want to go to the Clippers now.
Right.
The Clippers might have got the best player in the league. You know why? Because he knows that
Steve Ballmer's
Ballmer is doing his thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure in 2 years they're going to have a new arena.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got this old Staples Center.
We don't want to share with the Lakers. Yeah. No, absolutely. I think that's a big part. No. But that was what was fun yesterday about the reactions on Twitter.
We loved it.
People are fired up. People are fired up about the Hawks in July.
And that's great.
It's great.
That's great. Now the Hawks are going to play now.
Yeah, to win some games. Yeah, win some games. They've done all the right stuff to this point. Now do the rest of the right stuff. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone, the birthday girl in studio coming up next. We'll also get to the biggest clips of the day at the top of the most important audio in the world, top of the noon hour, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
11:40 here on the midday show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to the most important audio in the entire universe in our big clips of the day to kick off the noon hour. Lots to get back into. Also, forgot, Thomas Mott asked an interesting Matt Ryan question last night on his show, which I want to get to at some point also. Hot take Tommy. And it was a little hot take with it, but that's the thing about hot take Tommy, though. Sometimes he comes up with some fun stuff, so we'll get to that a little bit later.
Randy with that salty look in his eyes. What's the matter?
Hey, Randy, what's going on, my girl?
What's the matter, Randy?
What's going on, birthday girl?
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
What's going on, birthday girl?
And thanks to the listeners who have all been sending me messages on Instagram and Twitter and my Facebook this morning.
Keeping it normal?
Keeping it normal so far. Yeah, very sweet and very, like, with gifts and everything like that. So I definitely appreciate that.
Gifts? Oh, that
gifts.
Thing. Okay, G-I-F. I mean, GIF. I'm like, dang.
Gifts.
Little S.
Gifts would be fine too, right?
Yeah,
GIFTS?
Sure.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just put my Venmo.
Oh, no. There you go.
No, it's not happening.
Okay.
All right, Kawhi Leonard, the reigning NBA Finals MVP, brought Toronto their first championship. Well, apparently his decision to sign a max deal with the Clippers instead of the Lakers or re-signing with the Raptors has some people in their feelings. Mm-hmm. In both the Canadian city and the Californian city, Zanzibar, a gentleman's club in Toronto, offered free lap dances for life for members of the Raptors after winning the team's first NBA championship. But the location has now exiled Kawhi Leonard from coming into their establishment, which makes zero sense because he brought you guys a championship.
Wait, he can't even go to the club anymore?
They exiled him.
I thought maybe they just said lap dances weren't free anymore.
My thing is, how you going to give? Is the owner giving the lap dances? How you going to make these girls?
That's a great point.
You know what I'm saying? Give free lap dances.
That's a great point.
You know what I'm saying? They the ones doing all
fans.
The work.
Well, maybe they're basketball fans.
They weren't doing all. I ain't never got no free lap dance.
No.
Well, you can go with Hugh tonight. Or whenever he's going to the Blue Flame. Yeah, but
I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
Isn't the Blue Flame?
I'm sure they get a nice tip. Yes, Bo. But I'm saying, if it's free, why I got to tip you? It's already free. What, I'm going to give you some money
for? Right, because the tip is a percentage of the cost, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And if the cost was free, then the tip's zero.
Yeah.
Well, you're still going to tip, right?
I would tip.
But yeah, I'm just saying, how you going to... I'm sure that...
But Bo's sounding really like an expert in the other room about free lap dances.
Well, Bo's in the, you know, he's in the customer service. He's an expert on tipping. And receiving tips, yeah. But I'm serious. I'm going to the shake joint, and Sally's coming to me like...
To the what joint?
The shake joint.
Okay.
And Sally from Ontario, she's like, hold on. Could I get paid? Oh, boy said it's free.
Yeah, they said Kawhi won the championship, yeah. So it's free in here now. Yeah,
all the Raptors apparently are getting free lap dances.
What if you were one of the Raptors who was like, great, this is perfect, but you didn't hear that it was no longer free?
And you go up in there thinking that you're going to get a free lap
dance?
You're
sitting in there getting all the free lap dances, yeah. And then she tells you, all right, that'll be $300, please. That was like 10 songs
in a
row.
And that's what I'm saying. Is it just for one lap dance, or is it for the 3 hours that you're there? You see what I'm saying?
Free lap dances.
So for like 6 hours, you're sitting in the shake, and you're just getting free lap. I'm sure she's going to be hot.
That would never happen.
That could never happen.
Would never happen.
Yeah.
Based on what I understand about how lap dances and strip clubs work, which is, you know, I've got a working knowledge of how that stuff goes.
Right.
It would never in a million years happen.
No.
That's
false advertising.
If you tried to get an hour of free lap dances, ooh, that would be a bad day for you.
Dude, that bounce come on. Bouncing in your head.
Yeah, you'd be helped over to the ATM machine very quickly.
Well, on the other end of the spectrum, there's a Californian coffee chain called Alfred Coffee. So they posted a similar message to their Instagram story on Monday saying, quote, "We reserve the right to refuse service to Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, or anyone else affiliated with the Clippers organization," close quote.
Is that hurting you?
I really hope they can find another coffee shop.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
California.
You think, I think that hurt you more than anything. Because I'm telling you right now, if I was a petty man and Paul George and Kawhi don't seem like they are, I'd put something on my Twitter like, don't ever go to this place. I'm like that. I'd do that. All right, man, don't be petty just because I ain't want to be no damn Laker. And I don't like your coffee no way.
Well, like, how many times did those guys go to that coffee shop anyway?
Never.
Right.
Never. Right. I guess it was a good publicity stunt in that people are talking about it a little bit.
Are you going to go there?
I don't even – you said the name of it 1 second ago.
I haven't heard of it.
I don't remember what the name is.
Called Alfred Coffee.
So it was like next time I'm in L.A., it's not like I'm going to go. Now, maybe Laker fans would go. Maybe Laker fans are going to say because they're so anti-Clipper. But that's the thing about it is Laker fans don't really care about the Clippers.
Not yet. They don't.
A lot would have to happen for them to have to be worried about what the Clippers are doing.
You know what our favorite thing is we were talking was how the hell did all these dudes from the South become Laker fans and everything?
I don't know.
And I'm just saying, like, they don't really care about no Clippers right now. Good, y'all got Kawhi, but y'all, I mean, still, the Lakers are the show.
They're the show.
They're the show, yeah.
And they will be for, I don't know what the Clippers could possibly do. I mean, short-term success, sure.
Yeah.
Lob City was more interesting than what was happening at the end of Kobe's tenure because they just weren't very good. But, how much winning would the Clippers have to do? It's impossible.
Yeah,
the Lakers have been the Lakers since the 50s,
yeah.
Since they moved from Minneapolis. And they were the Lakers before that, when they were winning championships with George Mikan in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the history is going to be very hard to overturn. The fan bases and some coffee shop decided to serve. Isn't that discrimination, though?
I think so. But here's the thing. You know, we live in a new era where people don't care about Mikan and those guys.
You're right. People don't care about history.
Yeah, they don't care about history. So they might be, if they won a couple championships...
But fan bases do, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
But what if Kawhi and Paul George were to beat, like, LeBron and Anthony Davis? Would that change your fandom? if you're a longtime Lakers fan?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It would. I mean, I hope not. Although, I don't know.
Would you still go to the parade if you lived in L.A.?
If you're one of those Laker fans who somehow became a Laker fan and never went to L.A. before, what's the difference being a Clipper fan? Like, what's your allegiance?
What's your allegiance?
Like the colors?
I like Magic.
You liked Magic?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you jump ship.
Yeah.
Because becoming a Laker fan, if your parents weren't diehard Laker fans, just because you wanted to root for the Lakers because they were good, I mean, that's bandwagon jumping in the first place.
Right.
Isn't it? So what's to say why you wouldn't just jump on the Clippers bandwagon anyway now?
I don't know.
People do that these
days.
People are bandwagon jumpers these days. And stay true to your allegiances, all right?
All these Golden State fans. Where are they going now?
They're going to be Clippers fans now.
Yeah, they'll be Clipper fans. Yeah.
Well, have you guys ever gotten a mean comment on your Instagram page?
A lot.
Like just underneath your photos, mm-hmm. anything, or just seen people leave mean comments?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Instagram is rolling out a new feature to try and curb bullying. So I don't know if it's on my phone. I haven't checked it yet to try and leave a comment yet. So they're using this AI technology to analyze comments you're about to post, and it's going to warn you about saying something mean. So in the example that they shared, someone wrote a comment saying, quote, "You are so ugly and stupid," and then Instagram responded with a message that said, "Are you sure you want to post this?" So they're planning to use that and another feature to make the social network less toxic.
Well, I was going to try to post something. I was going to try to post a mean comment on one of Wendy's pictures.
Yeah.
But the first picture of Wendy's that popped up just was distracting.
Oh, I have a bathing suit on. It just looks like I don't have a bathing suit on.
It certainly does look like you don't have a bathing suit
on. I do have a bathing suit on. It was for my birthday party on Saturday.
Okay.
We celebrated. Right. I was with my family.
All right. I was just a little distracted.
No way.
Look, hang on. Wendy's naked on Instagram. What's going on here?
You got to read the caption. Here, try to put in a mean comment, though.
I am going
to
try to write something mean.
Put their example. You are so ugly and stupid. Happy birthday.
You know, the thing I don't get about the Instagram comments is the people who go on other people's pages and comment like that.
Well, it said, so I posted, and I apologize.
No, that's fine.
I posted, "You're ugly."
that's the weirdest thing you can come up with?
Well,
really?
I wanted them to use the example that we
and
had.
And what happened? What happened?
It gave me, like, a countdown. It said, "Are you sure you want to post this?"
Whoa.
And then I didn't click anything, so it posted it. So now it's on there. And it's
it says, "You're ugly" on their page? Way to go, Andy.
No, please leave it. Please leave it. That's amazing.
Sorry, Wendy.
No, just leave that.
Well, you got someone else in that picture. I don't know who's in the background. I could be talking about that person. It's you and then someone else is in the background of the picture.
Oh, okay. And then there's like a
You're
unicorn.
Wearing a crown or something?
Yeah, it's a unicorn horn.
Okay. Sorry, Wendy.
No, I'm glad it works.
You're ugly.
You're ugly. That is funny. But yeah, Instagram thing just...
It's the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
By the way, they're going to roll out another feature which lets you mute the mean comments without that person knowing that their comment is not still there, which is pretty brilliant.
Okay.
So you can actually like kind of like delete it without them seeing it. You deleted it.
Nice.
Mm.
But thanks for...
No, I'm gonna delete it myself.
Don't.
No, I don't like
yeah,
it.
Andy,
I'm,
please do.
I'm
don't like
glad
it.
The feature works.
Because people don't understand sometimes, and then they'll be like, "Ooh, Andy, call India," you know, and you don't want it. You don't want to.
Can I delete it? I already got 2 likes.
Oh, great.
Wow.
Well, I guess that Instagram hasn't rolled out the feature where someone else can
serious?
Like a mean comment.
You already got 2 likes?
Wow.
Maybe they're listeners.
They might be listening. Thank you, Wendy. I don't think you're ugly.
At Wendy Radio. If
Happy
you
birthday.
Add
thanks,
on
Wendy.
Not ugly at all.
Andy's comment.
All right. Come back with the most important audio in the world. Big clips of the day coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.